from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know it's good on a football Friday? High school football is getting ready to start up. Everybody knows we talk so much about our private and public schools and just how good the football is. Our football insider, Larry Bluestein, joins us. Blue, good morning. How you doing?
Good, Joe. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Kickoff classic week here. Games started earlier in the week. They end up tomorrow. But it's funny that if you lose the kickoff classic, it was just a tune-up. Now, if you win...
Yeah, you count it. Yeah, I've learned that. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's kind of setting the table. Tonight, a couple of pretty good games at Traz Powell as part of that classic that has six games in 2 days. We'll get a chance to see tonight Edison and Miramar, and then later on this evening, Ocala Vanguard coming down to play Miami Central. So we'll get a little bit, at least for three quarters. It's one of those, I always call it that spring training baseball thing where you play the players for four innings and then they run in the outfield the rest of the time.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. Miami Central, always a powerhouse. Are they loaded back up again? How's this Miami Central going to be?
Yeah, but everything's playing in their favor. This isn't the schedule that they usually have, so obviously that's a good thing. Their classification, the only team really that they have to get by is Miami Northwestern, and pretty much have a path to state and then beyond, obviously. Last year didn't stick very well with the coaching staff and the players as they didn't make it. And they lost four games, but it was a total of 12 points that they lost those four games. And you're talking nationally rated teams.
Yeah, really good teams. That's right.
Exactly. So, yeah, they've done well in the offseason, picking up a lot of kids. So, obviously, but tonight will be a test for them because last year was when they went up to Ocala and played Vanguard. Vanguard's very athletic. And like I said, whatever happens tonight is not going to be an indication. But certainly for the first three quarters plus, you want to get a good look at what you got coming back and what you have coming in. And Vanguard's a great test for them. And then tomorrow, there's some really good games, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, Jack Daniels and Cardinal Newman playing against two-time defending state runner-up Homestead, who's kind of rebuilt that team, got a quarterback from New Jersey who's had a really, really good offseason. And then probably the premier game of the day at 1 o'clock, Sefner Armwood, who's certainly, if you're a South Florida fan, you know them real well, and they have Miami commitment Gerard Pringle at running back. They're coming down to play Miami Norland, which should be a very interesting couple of quarters. Both teams are stacked with talent on both sides. And then you hit a couple of night games. You have Carroll City. Two teams that are trying to bring back the tradition, Carroll City, Jackson. Carroll City has been down a couple of years. George Stubbs goes there. And then Max Edwards, our good friend, is going back to his alma mater at Jackson and trying to get that program right. And then the nightcap should be another good game. Teddy Bridgewater makes his debut as head coach at Miami Northwestern. They'll be playing a Miami Palmetto team that's won 22 games over the last 2 years.
Okay, you mentioned Teddy Bridgewater, Blue, the guy I'm sort of interested in. Whenever a known player, an NFL player, goes to coach in high school and he's going back to his roots, they open up against, or the next week they play Coconut Creek.
Right.
What do you expect from Bridgewater and Northwestern this year?
Very talented, Dave. I mean, but not real deep, and that's the one thing. He came back, it was kind of a bare cupboard last year. They had a losing season, which is rare. Obviously, it didn't sit well with the people in Liberty City, but his return, and he made no bones about it. He wanted to come back and right the ship. And, he's done that in the offseason. He's got a lot of kids, a lot of talented young players on the team, a couple of veteran kids, been around, and had some transfers come in. It's just the only problem with that team down the road is going to be the depth. Do they have enough depth on the offensive and defensive lines? They certainly, will have some really talented kids. And, it's funny, during the spring game, they didn't really have a defined quarterback. So Teddy played the position in the spring game for them. Obviously, he wasn't dressed, but he just wanted to show them how easy it was just to, get the ball out to your playmakers. And, he's done a good job. And next week will be a test for them. Tonight, also when they play Palmetto, because Palmetto is pretty well stacked. But next week, when everything starts for real, they're part of the Broward County National Showcase, which, Dave, has morphed into one of the premier events in the nation. I mean, everybody around the country is looking because, as we're going to get into next week, but the 1, 2, 4, 9, and 13 teams in the nation from last year will be in it, including Bishop Gorman and St. John Bosco and Chaminade and St. Thomas and Hoover and Milton. And to answer your question, I think that they'll be fine. They have that really one game region, and that's Central. And if they can get out of there, then who knows?
Yeah. Hey, Blue, so I want to ask you, we talk a lot, and I know sometimes some of the schools get upset. Oh, can you not talk about St. Thomas and you and Blue and Central and Chaminade, Madonna? Let's talk about some other schools. Tell me of the next batch of schools after those three that are the highest-ranked teams in South Florida again this year. Blue, give me a couple of teams that you're really watching that have a chance to really have a great year.
Yeah, this could be Western's best year ever. They got the talent. They're well coached. The path, obviously, is going to be through a Columbus, who maybe have lost a few players, but still, when you take Dave Dunn and his coaching staff, you never want to bet against them. And then Palmetto. And I think once they get out of here, they got to play Venice. But I think this is Western's probably their best opportunity. And then 6A, you have Monarch. A team that came within one quarter of going to state last year, lost to Mandarin in the fourth quarter last year. They got outscored pretty good, but that gave them plenty of ammunition coming into this year. They went and they got picked up a lot of talent. Coach Davis has done an amazing job with that program. I think when you look at other teams, Homestead is not a surprise anymore. They've been there quite a few times. I watched Cardinal Gibbons last night. They have a lot to, lost a lot of players in the off season. Coach DeBucks really does a tremendous job. And next week they're going to have more than their work cut out for them in that Broward showcase. So they're going to be playing arguably the best, if not one of the best 2026 junior quarterback in the country who's committed to Notre Dame. So, the best thing and the probably good news for them is they don't have to play Heritage this year. And that's been a huge obstacle for them. And then you look at Heritage, it comes down to Norland and Heritage in 4A.
That sounds like a good game this year, man. God, that sounds like a good game.
It's a dent. and it's a district game, which and Heritage, you know, like I had Coach Mike Smith on our show last week, and I said, who made your schedule? I mean, they have the toughest schedule in the country. I mean, they open up with Milton, whose quarterback, Luke Nichols, committed to Miami for 2025. He'll be here next year. And they were defending Georgia State champions, and they have and then they have Chaminade and Central, and yeah, it's a never-ending thing. And you know, and St. Thomas picked up their, you know, everyone always accuses them, and you know as well as I do, everyone always say St. Thomas plays nobody. Well, they can't say that this year.
Boy, this year, no. what was the change between Twan and their coaching staff to go out? They really did load up their schedule. And listen, some years I can't defend them. They're right, man. Like, hey, you guys got to play some teams, man. But not this year.
Well, here's the deal, too. You know as well as I do that at the end of the year in the national rankings, mythical or not, come out, the kids and everybody still buy into them. The Matter Days and the Gormans and programs like that play a pretty decent schedule. So at the end of the year, you weigh that in. And so the South Florida team said, wait a minute. If they're going to do that, we're going to load up too, and you know, and that's what happened. And so at the end of the year, although last year Chaminade, who had a pretty good schedule, finished second in the country, undefeated, arguably one of the best teams in the nation. I know Gorman won, and you know they're always loaded up, but that's the reasoning, you know. And then this year, you know, St. Thomas opens with Gorman right off the bat next year, the defending national champions. You know, they would play them in that kickoff classic or that showcase next week. And, you know, they play Columbus this year. They play Chaminade this year. They play Heritage this year. So, yeah, at the end of the day, they had to pick it up. And I think, you know, personally, they should play Columbus every year. You know, they don't, quote unquote, recruit against each other far enough away, but they're both, I believe, archdiocese schools where it would benefit.
Sometimes you got to get the church involved. Sometimes you just got to get the old church involved and get the priest together and go, okay, we need to play each other. So you're right. It's good. It is good to see St. Thomas and playing a Dade County team. So it's good stuff. Blue, thank you, man. Really appreciate it as always.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week. Big week next week. We start it off.
All right. Can't wait. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider, joining us. Talk a little bit about everything going on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.